Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Jim Cramer here to share with you a sample of my take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
You know, I feel that as the market broadens, it's actually getting more frothy. Take a look at a Carvana. If you start seeing a broader market, and I'm just using that as a kind of a rubric, if you start seeing a broader market, a lot of people feel it's good. It's not in the world that we live in because we follow the oscillator, and the oscillator is going to get more overbought. So I have to tell you that, listen, Jeff, the Larry Williams call to get out of tech and then to get out of the rest of the market is all going to come true. And I'm just saying that as we get overbought, I want our people to be more careful.
Sure, yeah. And we do see the oscillator starting to rise up, creep up as the market rotation takes hold. A little bit of reverting back to the old ways today with the NASDAQ leading, some big tech names leading the market today. But overall,
Amazon.
Right, Amazon's a big one, a couple of AMD is another one that's up today. And we can talk a little bit about what's happening there in a little bit. I know right now, big focus right now is the pullback in GE Healthcare Technologies
Let's
today.
Talk
they
about
priced
that.
The secondary at 78, about a 3% discount from yesterday's close.
I want to urge people, I usually don't do this, viewers. If we had not mentioned it, we would be in there buying it very aggressively. Why? Because we just got news again about Biogen and a Japanese company. The FDA is going to green light the drugs for Alzheimer's, but you must have a GE MRI or a Siemens in order to be able to get it. People do not understand that that's going to be the linchpin. It's going to be the pick and shovel of this. You're getting this chance because of the secondary, which is not new stock.
Right, so, not dilutive to shareholders.
So I'm telling people, this is, and I don't do this usually in the morning meeting. I want you to buy it, okay? If you don't own any, and again, we would be buyers if we were allowed, but I didn't mention it.
Right, so broke below our basis. That's what we've been waiting for very patiently.
It's killing me that we can't buy it.
And just by the way, so Biogen's drug, Leqembi, so that currently requires one MRI scan just to get a baseline read and three additional scans in the first year of taking the drug. People are going to need regular scans needed over time.
So there's going to be a lot.
And there's not enough MRI machines out there to support the launch. So could be a nice tailwind for that business. By the way, Biogen getting approval for its drug and the CMS covering it. Also good for Eli Lilly,
yes,
which
absolutely.
I think has to be mentioned in the same breath as well.
They want competition. They're going to get it.
Join the CNBC Investing Club with Jim Cramer to catch my member-exclusive morning meetings every day at 10:20 a.m. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake to become a member today. That's one word, morning take.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.